questions?
Jeff, we'll start out with your thoughts on how the match played out.
To be honest, I thought the match played out the way that we had scripted it for the most part. You know, we knew the areas that we could attack them. We knew how they wanted to attack us, and I thought for the most part, but we limited their football against us. I don't think they created, you know, opportunities on their own to score goals. I thought, and that's with all due respect to them, because they're a good side, and I wish them the best of luck, you know, in their second leg against Montreal. They deserve to win the first one. And it's a good team, that, but, you know, I thought we were set up okay. You know, unfortunately, the first goal was our own. That was our mistake. You know, turnover should never happen in our half. And, you know, we've come back. Second half, good performance, I thought. And drew level, you know, hit the goalpost. And then they, for whatever reason, you know, maybe I've not shown enough video on Telfer, you know, but 1v1, and you want to get in a foot race with him, it's impossible. You know, there's not a defender in this league that's going to stay with him 1v1, at least not a center back. And he's done us on a counterattack, and I thought it's against a run of play. You know, I at that point I was getting ready to celebrate our victory 2-1. So, yeah, you know, it's listen, this group of lads. So at halftime, you know, we weren't happy as a team with our performance, and they responded. And I thought the second half they came out, and I'm happy with the performance in that second for the most part. You know, except the counterattack. So, yeah.
Tell me maybe a bit on what the response from this team and that sort of energy you guys brought into this match today.
Well, it's something that set the tone for ourselves over the last 4 or 5 games, the expectation that we're going to have to come out and work. And I think we showed that, especially last week against Forge. But the first 45 minutes, it wasn't quite there. But we've got a group of great characters, as Jeff was showing, who responded. We got a bit of a talking to in halftime, but that's what we needed. We knew ourselves that we hadn't played as well as we could have done, and we came out and we got the goal. And we kind of let ourselves down at the end, but I know this is a group that we'll pick ourselves up again and we'll go again Wednesday.
Jeff, maybe the goal from Ramon, you think he meant to tuck that one inside the post, or what's
You know, it's just, you know, obviously we've got some real threats, you know, on a set piece when you're swinging a ball in, especially the big fella here. You know, the goal he scored last week is phenomenal. And so it's good. It's an in-swinging ball, and it goes towards the back post. And that happens at every level of the game because, you know, it's well struck. And the keeper has to freeze because we've got players going to try getting the end of it. And the keeper at that moment is stuck because, you know, you assume that maybe Tommy will get on the end of it or one of the other lads that's up there. And it just misses them, and they're flat-footed. So it's the way to play it. We actually should have played it. I was just saying on the way up, we probably should have played an in-swinger on the last set piece that we had and put a right footer on that. So, you know, I should have yelled that from the bench instead of the out-swinger there, because that's how you're going to score a goal. And, yeah, so I don't know if he necessarily meant to score the goal, but it's definitely where you want to place the ball.
Coach, what was the message to your group at halftime? Because you guys were down 1-0 and you came back and you were able to tie it up. So what was the message to your group?
I think the message was just, I don't want to repeat the whole message. You know what? The message was we're better than we're showing. The message was, again, you know, this is a team full of character, and you know, and just to keep trusting. You know, this is a good group we have here. You know, these players. You know, I think the world of them. And yeah, I just want so much for them. You know, and I wanted more from them in this game, and they had more to give, and I knew that. And that was really the message. Go out. You know, we have an identity. Go you that. We can better going forward. And but just believe in yourselves, because again, you know, I think they showed that. So I don't need to go in and say a whole lot to these lads. They're honest footballers. They want to work hard. They that's why we get results. You know, you see the Forge game, you know, and some people might say they had the ball a lot, but we gave them the ball last week. We let them have it, you know. And, you know, if football's won on possession stats, then they'd have the title already, that Hamilton team, and they don't. So, you know, hard work will often get you through the day, and this is an honest group, so really it doesn't take much to motivate them on my end. You know, I just I want to keep pushing the belief that this is a good side here.
Now, except for this game, you've been on quite a win streak, I guess, before the season, before the end of the spring, start of the fall. What's the main reason for the turnaround, scoring, and so on?
Do you want to take that one, Connor?
Yeah, sure. I don't really think that there's been a lot that's changed, really, from the kind of poor streak that we had at the start of the season to now, or in the last five or so games. It's just been that constant belief. I think the coaching staff, Jeff especially, echoes it every day in training before every game that he has that belief in us, that the coaching staff has a belief in us, that the teammates, everybody has the belief in each other. I think that that's something really important, and it's been something that's really encouraged us going forward. And we didn't quite get the result today, but I can tell you it's not going to change anything about how we're going to approach the next 16 games in this season and the mentality that we're going to have going into every single one of those remaining games.
Connor, one last one. You guys have a home match, your turn to valor, and then you finally get a little bit of a break for this world. Do you see this as a side that can compete with Forge, with Cavalry, to be one of those sides pushing for the top of the table over these next couple months?
Yeah, I think if I didn't think that, then I wouldn't be here. I think that it's something that every player on this team believes, and the coaching staff as well. I think that our goal coming into the season was always to try to push for that championship game and not just be appearing in it, but winning. And I think that if you come into the season saying, hey, we're here to play, not, hey, we're here to win, we're here to try to compete for that championship, then you're not going to do well in the league. So, yeah, I for sure think that we're a team that can compete with anybody in this league, but that being said, I don't think that you should narrow down to just the Forges and the Cavalries of the league. I think that every team, all seven of us, are teams that could beat any other team on any given day. And I think that today is a testament to that, not at all disrespecting York, but you look at the run that we've had over the last little while, and I think that we've been playing well, and then we lose it today, which... It's just the way that the league goes, unfortunately. It's a lot of parity. But for sure, I think that we can compete with the best.
Coach, it's a good question for you. I've been following you since you're in the ASL days under Colin Miller, and I wanted to get your kind of perspective on a lot of the kids, a lot of the adults now you've seen grow throughout the academy over the years. What's it like for you now to see guys like Connor James, maybe David Doe, seeing them come up to this level, show that they can compete, and knowing... you were their academy coach, and now here you are as their head coach. What does that mean to you? How have you learned? What have you learned from seeing those guys make it to this professional senior level and exceed expectations?
Yeah, first of all, it means everything. Quite honestly, I think we've had ex-academy players start our last game. I think we had five or six hit the field today at one point, so... That means the world, and I think that if football is going to grow in this country, to the level of CPL is a big part of that, but so are these academies that come through and develop players the right way. Where academies don't worry about trophies, they don't worry about medals and tournaments on a weekend. They worry about developing footballers, and I think that we see that at this club, the players that we put out there. And for me, I have to change mentality a little bit, because it's one thing, when you get to work with players in an academy and development, you don't have to, again, the pressure of winning a game is not there, but the pressure of developing a player is. Because of that, academies do tend to overplay football. You kind of get that academy style of play where it's a lot of touches on the ball, a lot of passes that don't necessarily really generate offense, but a lot of passes. And probably going into this game now, for myself as a manager, it's definitely that transition that, possession looks great. Listen, the last game against Forge, there's a great example. They had 30 passes right at the start of the game, and not one of them crossed off. But the stats look great, don't they? And that's what academy football is, and that's what that was my mindset as a manager. I had to make that change, it's not about, 500, 600 passes. It's about getting the ball forward, putting the other team under a bit of pressure, getting the ball in their 18. And so for me, that's been that learning curve, and I think for the players coming through, it's for all of us, that have come out of the academy, the players and the staff, that's been the learning curve here in this league, making that jump, mentality change.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Ready, yeah. See you guys later. Yes.